I'm WUWM's Eddie Morales. Milwaukee County officials say FEMA representatives could be here as early as Monday to review the county's damage from flooding. The flooding happened after major rainstorms, August 9th and 10th. Cassandra Liebel is the director of the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management. She says 150 county workers are out in the field assessing the damage and compiling an estimate.
To date, we've had about 2,400 damage assessments that have been completed, helping to identify that immediate and long-term need. And the preliminary damage assessments already exceed $23 million.
That estimate, which is expected to increase, is double FEMA's threshold for Wisconsin to qualify for a presidential disaster declaration. In a statement, FEMA's regional office said it received Governor Tony Evers' request for support in Wisconsin, and it will work with Wisconsin Emergency Management on next steps to evaluate damage. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley pleaded with residents to report damage to 211. That helps determine what resources are needed throughout the county. Crowley says two temporary shelters for flood victims at Holler Park and Washington Service Senior Center are now closed. Displaced people should contact the American Red Cross of Wisconsin.
And if you're experiencing any housing emergency due to flooding, you can go directly to Milwaukee Marshall High School for shelter, which is located at 4141 North 64th Street. And for our homeless population, we want you to reach out to our Milwaukee County Housing Department, particularly our outreach team, and they can be reached at outreach@milwaukeecountywi.gov for assistance.
Dr. Ben Weston is the Chief Health Policy Advisor for Milwaukee County. He gave tips on health and safety precautions, saying mold is a big concern moving forward. He suggests using dehumidifiers to prevent mold growth, removing wet items, and using remediation services if possible. He says recovery can be just as dangerous as the storm.
So if you see a black storm drain on your street, clear it if it looks safe to do so. If you have the strength to help lift debris from your neighbor's basement, go and help them out.
Weston says recovery is built piece by piece. Whether that recovery will be helped along by federal funding through FEMA remains to be seen. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.